Not much, to be honest with you. I went in there and said what's up to him, just made sure he was okay. But, you know, I was pretty tired after this practice and a lot going on. And to be honest with you, someone told me that he left the field, and I'm sure he's okay.
When you see that happen, I mean, he's, you know, lined up real close to you. Like, what goes through your mind immediately when you realize it's Joe?
You just hope he's okay. You just hope it's nothing serious. And, you know, at this point, I don't know anything about it. I just hope he's okay.
But what did he tell you that you said you asked him how he's feeling? What did he tell you?
He was talking to our trainers and everything. I just went in there, and, you know, it's, you know, like, I'm sure everyone was going in there asking him about it. I just try to go in there and show support because he's a friend, a teammate, and I just kind of give him a, you know, five and said, hey, hope everything's okay. And, you know, I didn't want to sit there and ask him 100 questions, and just to show them that, you know, got his back and I'm sure he's okay.
So you had some work at center yesterday, of course, and then back to first team right guard. How's that competition going, do you think, with you and Cam?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's not my decision. You know, they asked me to play center yesterday. They said, hey, you know, you're taking reps at the center position yesterday, and I said, sounds good. And I'm sure they're planning for something. They have a plan in place, and I don't really know much about it. But if they asked me to play center, I go over and, you know, back right guard today. So, got to be able to play both.
John, are you eager to face somebody other than your teammates on Thursday?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Once these preseason games get going, camp seems to kind of pick up the pace. You know, right now it's just kind of, Pet said it today, we're just kind of in the dog days of camp where there's really no light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, today was a big one. I think we came out and put some good work in, and, you know, guys are banged up, and this is kind of a test of everyone's mental toughness as well as physical toughness. And I think we, you know, had good competition out there today. But these next, you know, today and especially tomorrow when it's kind of like, okay, the game's on the horizon, but it's, you know, we're still, you know, inter-squad, 11-on-11, Browns versus Browns, and just trying to get our work done before we get a chance to hit someone with another logo on their helmet.
John, Coach Montgomery said yesterday that it seems like none of the running backs showed up in the tippest of top shape to claim the job. How have you seen those guys in that group as it's kind of sorting it out here?
Well, you know, like you said, there was a couple guys that, you know, got banged up early. But I think, you know, the healthy ones that were in there showed great running skills. And, you know, I told Isaiah, I think he's running the ball hard. I think he looks really good. And it's exciting to be out there blocking for him. And, you know, Sean Drone's out there running hard. And even the new guys we brought in, you know, I played with Jalen in college. So I know he's a great competitor and runner. So, you know, I like where those guys were at. And, you know, my thing is, no matter who's getting the ball, we got to block and make holes for them. So, we, like I said, it doesn't matter who it's back there. We just got to do our job so they can look good.
John, what's jumped out at you so far about Danny Shelton?
I think just, like, the energy he brings. I mean, he's a big dude. I mean, there's no hiding that. And, you know, he's normally with guys like that, you're just like, okay, I just got to sit on his power. But he's got quicks and he can move, which is great. It makes him kind of a multi-dimensional player. It's probably why he's a first-round pick. But I think his energy more than anything. You know, he's out there. He's singing. He's doing his thing. You know, whether that's what he needs to go through to get focused and ready for every practice. But, you know, you like seeing a guy like that. And, you know, he's kind of a, you know, happy guy. But when he wants to, he can put on his mean face and go after you. But I like the energy he's bringing.
I know, you know, Josh has been around the league for a long time, but he's a new starter here. Is it important for, like, a day like Friday when he goes out and you guys have a good drive as a number one offense to put up points and then continue that in the preseason? So I guess that he proves it to his new team and to you guys, you can do it as an offense?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was weird. Friday, I don't think we even, like, we didn't, like, worry about that or think about it. I think we just went out there and acted like we've played together for years and years. And Josh, I mean, the guy's, it's, it gives you a lot of confidence to block for a guy like that. Knowing that he's got the arm and that he's as smart as he is and has the experience that he does. And it's fun playing for a guy like that. We don't want to let him down.
Some of the defensive guys, I think Dante Whitner said that, yeah, McCown surprised us. Has anything about him surprised you?
No. Even though he's, I don't really know what his true age is, but I know it's a few years older than me. I just think his energy and his one thing that's great is he's playing like a guy that's just out there having fun and really got nothing to lose. And he's had a long career. He's won a lot of games. And, you know, why not have fun this year? And he's out there. He knows what he needs to do. He, you know, nothing's going to surprise him. And we just got to be on the same page with him. And we are. I think you have a lot of guys that are, you know, eager to play for a guy like that that's out there just having fun and not recklessly having fun. He knows what he's doing. So, you know, I've enjoyed playing for him with him.
Going back to the running backs, you kind of touched on this, but I mean, do you even think about who's back there, who's carrying the ball based on their running styles at all, or is it just, I got a job to do, I'm going to go do it?
We got a job to do, and we go do it. You know, that's the thing in our scheme. It's kind of like, you know, they have different reads and options where they can run, and, you know, you just want it to be your gap that they're running through because that means you did your job well. So that's the kind of the beauty of it. It's, you know, all guys kind of running and doing everything in unison, and then the back, that's why they get paid the big bucks, to have vision and to hit the hole. So, you, like I said, you just want to be the guy that he's running through your gap.